Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
December 5th, Risa, are you ready to rock and roll for the holidays? Is everybody ready? I mean, it comes so fast.
I know. But it's a beautiful day in lovely, southern, sunny California. And I don't know why I'm telling this to people. I don't want them to come. I want them to stay wherever they are. But it is a beautiful day. Yesterday it was beautiful.
And Risa, have you sent out your birthday cards?
You mean Christmas cards?
No, birthday cards. We got Walt Disney's birthday today, Otto Preminger, Little Richard, Dr. Dre. I mean, you know. Anyway, Risa,
no.
There's so many other ones that I just don't know who they are. You know, there's big stars, but they were born in the 80s, and I don't even know who they are. Oh, well, I got to get up to date on all this stuff. Well, you know,
okay,
I mean.
Well, that brings us right up to our hot topics.
It's Hot Topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my hot topic is a new Christmas movie, a new holiday movie called A Husband for Christmas, which happens to star Vivica A. Fox, Rico Ross, Jackie Harry, and me. Yay!
Wow.
But I saw it yesterday, and it's really a cute romantic comedy holiday movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's going to be coming on the ION channel. It's going to premiere on the 11th, and it's in a rotation with a couple of other holiday movies, so it'll be shown several times over the holidays. So you have to check your local listings for the ION channel and A Husband for Christmas. And it's just really, really cute, heartwarming. I spent the weekend looking at romantic comedy Christmas movies, and you laugh, you cry, you know, you get to go through all the emotions and these, and you know what's going to happen. It's a romantic comedy, you know? But still, it's so much fun to watch. So this is a good holiday family. It's really kind of more of an adult and teen type movie. Now, it's not a kid's holiday movie. It's an adult, but I don't mean adult in the sense of adult. It's just a romantic comedy. And 13-year-olds don't care about that. So I just want to recommend that. It premieres on December 11th. It'll be running on and off. I believe it's going to play on Christmas Eve in some places. So that might be a nice romantic way to spend Christmas Eve. So anyway, I just want to get that plug in there. And what's your hot topic, Jack?
Sounds like a good plug, Reith. Well, I gave you some of the possibles that Trump had in line for the cabinet picks. And now we got some of the people that were actually put into these cabinet positions, and I'm just going to go over them real quick. James Mattis, Defense Secretary. Now, we went over these at one of our earlier shows, but now the names you're hearing are going to be in these positions. So Defense Secretary is James Mattis. He was the commander of the Central Command, former general. Steve Bannon, locked in the position for chief strategist and senior counsel. Jeff Sessions, attorney general. And the CIA director, Mike Pompei, was picked. National security advisor, Michael Flynn. Mike was deputy NSA. And who do we have here? Deputy NSA, McFarlane. And Rens Priebus, there was some talk about whether people wanted him in or not. Well, he's now picked as the chief of staff. And the ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was picked. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Transportation Secretary, 17-year veteran of Goldman Sachs, Stephen Mnuchin. And the Commerce Secretary, billionaire investor Wilbur Ross. You've seen that on the news. Interior Secretary Mallie Phelan. These are all the people that will get these positions. And everybody's got the drum roll going. I don't know if he's doing this like a reality show, but for Secretary of State, the list, and it hasn't been picked yet, Rudy Giuliani, the former New York prosecutor. He successfully prosecuted the big mafia families back many years ago, former New York mayor. Mitt Romney is also on the list, but his team is receiving a lot of negative on that. But we'll see what happens. He's got who else is in there for Tennessee Senator Bob Corker and former CIA Director David Petraeus. Well, the members of the cabinet act as his official advisory group. They must be confirmed by the Senate, remember, and there are 15 executive departments, but he's got his hands full because there are 4,000 seats to fill, Reith. A lot of seats to fill.
Right, but you know, like you said, they're not confirmed yet. So they're not
No, it all has to be
confirmed.
These are his picks.
The Republicans are outnumbering the Senate. Everybody might not go for him. So
these are the people he wound up with, but it has to be confirmed. That's right. So hold your horses. We'll see what happens. It is turning into like a reality show, though. People are more into this than I've ever seen it before, you know?
Well, this is more real than it's ever been before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. But I believe it's commercial time.
Commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On Channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay Magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
I was going to go da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, Reitha, moving right along here. We have a very impressive special guest, two, in fact, coming on. Our guests today are most impressive, to say the least. You have various professions. And when you mention a certain profession, certain names pop out, like pilots, for instance. What name pops in your head? How about Amelia Earhart? Builders. Oh, Frank Lloyd Wright. Even car salespeople. Cal Worthington and his dog spot. Well, in real estate, there's a name that pops out, the real estate power couple, J.P. Joyce and Angelica Kaufman. Wow, these people are, well, we got to, let's see if they're on with us. Guys, are you on, Angelique, J.P.?
We are here. Hello, James.
Yay.
How are you doing?
Hello, James.
Yes, you. Hello, and this is Reitha. JP and Angelique, and guys, this is Reitha Gray from Betty Wits Up
Directors.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reitha.
Okay.
Great.
And Reitha, I don't know, and everybody that's on, I mean, we've got some people here, Reitha, that King Akadi actually gave them an award. Well, I don't think it's actually a word. They were bestowed a title of. Now, guys, you got to fill me in on this, because this is really impressive. And and actually we're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and President Jimmy Carter were involved in this, and you guys are on the list, and JP, you wore the golden cape. I mean, there's just so much. I can't go on. If I go on, you guys won't have a chance to talk, so I'll put the floor, I'll give you guys the floor and let you talk and fill us in a little bit about what's going on. And you guys are real estate experts, so our ears are open, guys.
All right. Thank you, James. Yes, we were bestowed the title of Count and Countess, restored, actually, from our family years ago. My wife and I both, our families are both, we found out through a lot of research from nobility or whatever, and the international royal community, King Arcady, is ahead of that, and they have the power to restore, bestow titles that were lost along the way in history through political coups or through military situations. Anyway, so that's what happened with us, in long story short. So we restored those titles, and it's very honored to have that, to be part of the international royal community. And
Countess.
So, yeah, that's kind of a cool thing.
And you had actually wore the what's called the golden robe, right?
Yeah, the golden robe. It's the same robe that all the other ones who bestowed the titles got to wear, and that includes Carter and Schwarzenegger and all that. And it was very awesome, very
humble
cool.
group.
I'm gonna let my wife fill you in a little more on the rest of that.
No,
here
she's.
Fill us in, Angelique.
Yes, it was exciting, and so yeah, we're very honored. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all support.
And Angelique, you have quite an interesting past. I mean, this is quite impressive. You actually met President Putin at one time in your life, and you've traveled the world. Now, you guys are not just local real estate people, and I mention the names of famous people in various professions. You guys are the names that are coming up the real estate power couple. And now you're not just local. You're actually international real estate people. You know the market all over the world, right?
Well, we do travel a lot, and we have connections throughout the world. Also, the company we work in right now in Beverly Hills with Rodeo Realty, we are a global presence. So any property goes $1 million, it's advertised internationally everywhere, translated in several languages, in Russia, in China, everywhere. So basically, if you list the property here in the United States, it will be globally recognized and seen by many, many millions of people.
So this is how you guys wound up becoming the celebrity real estate power couple. Now, are you going to be able to, now the question for you and JP, are you going to be able to keep your feet on the ground as you guys start floating up in the air with your fame and notoriety?
We are very grounded. We very, you know us. We always go support events and local community, charity organizations. We love, you know, we love to participate in events, to meet new people. We love to travel the world. We went to so many countries, and, you know, just it's fun to do both. We also actor, actress, model. We do, you know, we do movies and production. We're in the process of putting together. I'm a producer, and JP playing the main role. A production assistant in an upcoming movie. So it's
Lucky
great
Strike
cause.
Film. Wow, yeah.
It's a great cause. I'll do it real quick. It's about inequality of women in the workplace, or inequality women in general, and against that, and showing exposing the problems that there is in the world about that. So we're really proud to be part of that and putting that movie together.
Okay.
Now, you guys
are
actors, you're artists, yeah. You're actors, and you have the expertise in real estate. I don't know how you cover all these bases. This is amazing. But you guys are also very big-hearted people. I mean, you're going to be a special celebrity guest at the Community Santa and Mixed Roots Toy Drive. And you're really out there. I mean, where there's help needed. And you guys really, you donate your time, and you would like to help, too. And we appreciate that kind of situation. But you really have a lot of bases to cover. And
I was wondering, what type of real estate do you handle? Is it commercial or residential?
Good question.
Yeah, we do handle all kind of real estate. We specialize in residential sales, but also do commercial. In fact, we have commercial studio, film studio for sale right now for $27 million in Glendale. And we have another commercial business in San Francisco for $20 million. So we do all kind of things. We help with all sorts of the, different type of real estate. Also work with foreclosures, short sales, working with directly with banks, doing some appraisals for them when we need it. So we actually working on our upgrading our website, and once it's done, should be in a couple of days. If anybody can see us on Celebrity RPC. Celebrity RPC stands for Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple. So that's welcome to go there and check on our new projects in real estate and acting as well. We're going to post there the casting call for new actors we may need for new upcoming movie.
I also want to go back for a minute and jump back to the charity situations. And I know we didn't mention that. Mm-hmm. One of the big ones we're doing is RIT. It's Rock Against Trafficking. A lot of rock stars are promoting, they're then putting in their time and music, a lot like a We Are the World thing back in the day. Against the human trafficking and the cause for that. So that's hugely important to us, and we're proud to support that one as well.
Yeah, and we support,
If someone's interested in supporting that, what website or where would they go?
We'll have it on a page right now, to be honest with you. I'm not sure the exact URL. It's still trying to get set up. But if you Google up Rock Against Trafficking, it'll pull up there's a couple different sites, but the main site should come up on that.
Okay. All right, and the Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple, you guys came across the Easy Way situation, and I suppose that kind of changed things too for you a little bit.
Yes. We're very happy to be part of Easy Way family and the wonderful people we met throughout
great
connections and very helpful, and we're going to different places and, meeting a lot of business people and all kind of people, business and, art people, and it's very beneficial for our business. Very beneficial.
I got
it. Very
highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
The questions that Reith and I, because Reith is in the real estate too, and the questions we have for you could just go on for the next hour or two. There's just so much. But so give us your final, contact, your site or whatever, and then we'd love to have you guys on again. And the event coming up, the Community Santa on December 18th, we'll be seeing you there as special guests and speakers. And, I'll tell you, this is amazing, and we appreciate you guys coming on. So is there any final word or site or any information you'd like to give us?
Yes, it's please, anybody want to contact with us, go to our website, celebrityrpc.com, and you can .com, you Google it, and you can get our information. If someone want to contact me immediately, it's 424-333-4720, 424-333-4720, my cell phone, available 24/7, so anytime, or contact us, angelicarealestate@comcast.net. My email pronounces ANJELIKA, realestate@comcast.net. So that's anytime, please.
Well, JP and Angelica, thank you so much for coming on, and we really appreciate it. This is so exciting, and we want to have you guys back again, I'll tell you, because this is in so many different ways. I mean, the real estate, which I love, Reith loves, and what you're doing, what you're giving back, and everything. So, guys, thank you again. Time to move on.
Thank you so much, James and Reith.
Great,
I really
meeting
appreciate
you.
It.
Well, thank you,
you
so much.
Nice meeting you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
And Reith.
It's up to tech time.
Tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, after about 2 months of watching the stores put in Christmas decorations and early shopping and Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that stuff, I think it's really time for us to get down to shopping for Christmas. I know it's been going on for months. It seems like half the year we spend looking at Christmas stuff, but it really is time now. And a lot of us like doing online shopping. And I have to tell you, I'm getting really spoiled. You can order all kinds of stuff online, but I want to give you a couple of cautions about ordering online. One thing is to use just one designated credit card online. That way you don't have to try to figure out which card you use for what. Use the one card. Also, don't just click through to get to some shopping sites. Sometimes they're fake emails that get sent to you, and they will have you click to a site that's just going to steal your information and never send you any goods. So make sure that you actually type in the email address and make sure that that's where it directed it to you. And then make sure that you can always pay securely online. And we've all heard about the porch pirates. So if you're going to get stuff delivered, make sure you install the apps on your phone that give you notices to say when it gets delivered. And try to have some designated area that you can have them leave it where it's not quite obvious from the street. And just enjoy your holiday shopping. Get gift cards for people. You can buy those online and just email them. You don't have to have all of that. I know some people like opening the presents, but you can just send stuff through the email, and you've got some time to shop before Christmas, but not too much. Don't wait till the last minute or you won't get your gifts on time. So those are my shopping tips, and go cyber. I love it. What can I tell you? It comes straight to your door. And that takes us over to Jim's Gyms.
Jim's Gyms. Well, we always
boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim's.
Yes, I have to remember. I have to remember to wait for that little introduction. Okay, Bankrate.com saw an interesting article, Top 10 Retirement Tips for 2017. Okay, this is stuff that we have to know and we have to remember, so take down your notes or go to our archive shows, Top 10 Picks. Have a discovery phase. Call it an assessment, checkup, or discovery. But a key part of planning for retirement is taking an overall look at what's going on. See where your money is invested. Check the performance and scrutinize your contributions. Number two, learn the rules. The rules of retirement financing are complicated, but you don't have to be an Einstein to learn them. Get the lowdown on a couple of specifics. Should you be in a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA? One tax-deductible contribution, the other tax-free withdrawal. Three, interest rate rises. Well, good news about rising interest rates. You might finally see a bump in the returns on your transitional savings or money market accounts. It's not a windfall, but savers may finally begin to see some relief. Have a cash cushion. Well, everybody knows that. Going into retirement 100% invested in stock market is a bad idea. Imagine you plan to retire on September 30th, and on September 29th, the market plummets, or there's a big crash at any time after retire. All right, the buffer against a bear market by having 2 years' worth of liquid savings so you can at least meet your expenses. And I like this one. Stay diversified. Retirement savers also, I've been through this. You remember I talked about my real estate. Put too many eggs in one basket. Well, the retirement savers often don't know if they should put their salary deferrals into a 401k, if it's available, a Roth 401k. Instead of choosing one or the other, hedge your bets by diversifying and keeping some of your retirement money in a tax-deferred and some in a Roth account. Fill in all account beneficiaries. Make sure you designate beneficiaries. Otherwise, your family members could wind up spending months in surrogate or probate court. Pay down your debts. That's a no-brainer. We talked about that. It's easier to save for retirement when you don't have student debt and much other debt hanging over your head. How are you going to save if you got to? Well, take what you can save, put it towards your debt, and get rid of that debt. take advantage of fiduciary rule. Next April, what's known as a fiduciary rule takes effect, requiring advisors and brokers who work with retirement savers to put your interest first, like that. Advisors can't simply sell you an investment with upfront costs, such as an annuity or certain mutual funds, just because it's profitable. They must first be certain it is right for you, for your goals and your situation. Now, I like that. Get to know the fees in your retirement accounts and save more today. There you go, guys. Top 10 tips.
That's just wonderful. And that's going to bring us up to Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita! Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure once again to be joining the Radio Boomers Live and the Easy Way Broadcasting Group. I'm so pleased. And I have a wonderful guest with me today, Lena Kennedy. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Carmelita.
All right, now. Well, we've got a lot to cover in a very brief time, but I'm sure we can pack it in. First of all, I want to ask you what inspired you to produce and create the Southern California Women's Health Conference.
Well, Carmelita, first of all, I want to just say thank you for having me on the station and to talk about the Southern California Women's Health Conference, which is our 16th annual that will take place on Friday, December the 16th at the Pasadena Hilton Hotel. That conference was started actually 20 years ago. It formalized itself 16 years ago. And we worked with, at then, since Assemblymember Carol Liu to bring that to a larger audience. Now we work with Congresswoman Judy Chu, and she plays a strong role in the conference. She opens the conference up every year, and we offer it to over 2,000 women. But we started this conference really to address the needs of women that don't necessarily have access to all of the updated research and literature and cutting-edge information on health. And we wanted to bring it to the community, and that's why this conference started.
Well, it's really a noble cause, and you and I share a common goal, as a matter of fact, of making sure that we bring education to the populace that can benefit them, because when you have knowledge, you are in the driver's seat, and you can take charge and responsibility for your own health. And so, therefore, we are linked. And I thank you also for inviting me to have been a member of, I guess we've been together now 5 years or so, as a part of your planning committee.
Yes, that is correct. And thank you so very much for your community commitment and expertise and time to be a part of the conference. That planning committee, as you know, consists of about 80 nonprofit hospitals and organizations that collectively come together and produce this incredible conference, which serves over 2,000 women and approximately 200 men.
Oh, yes, we've got the man's corner now. Let's talk about the man's corner.
Yeah,
I'm looking at
the
flyer.
Mm-hmm.
The man, excuse me. I'm looking at the flyer, thinking about flyer. No, the man cave. And it's got all kinds of workshop topics, so men's fitness, financial health and investments for men, how to protect your assets from Medi-Cal during long-term care, men's health, and you've got all of these medical experts there, why you must protect your feet, and prostate cancer, what you need to know. And fun activities for the guys too. They're going to have ESPN TV all day long, barbershop corner, dominoes competition, cards tournament, men's swag bag, and I know there'll be a lot of goodies in there because Lena, you always pack them in with the swag bags. Plus, there will be lunch with elected officials, and they can meet medical professionals and providers in the expo area and meet with local experts in the expo area. So that is what's happening with the man cave. And I have to tell you, my husband was in the man cave the first year, and he loved it. And I rarely get my husband to go anywhere anymore, but he loved that. And so that's going to be a big hit, Lena.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a fantastic hit. The men are excited about it. The first 100 men that register for the conference will receive a limited edition polo shirt, which is very nice. And when they come, they're going to be greeted with a continental breakfast. There's going to be exercise in the morning with the men. We have Jairus Ellis, who's going to start the day off with some movement to get the bones and body moving. Then we're going to go into William Hayes, who's an attorney who's going to be talking about using trust for estate and medical care asset protection planning. We're going to have someone talking about taxes in the man cave. So it's really going to be a lot happening. We have some of our elected officials who have agreed to attend. We have Betty Yee that's flying in from Sacramento. She's going to be doing a workshop on finances, and she's going to be at the round table with the men. Then we have John Chong, our treasurer, who will be flying in. So we have our controller and our treasurer that's going to be there. We have Councilmember John Kennedy, who's going to be at the round table discussion with the men. We have Tyrone Hampton. We have our mayor. So we have a nice group of elected officials that's going to be in attendance. So we're looking forward to seeing how that man cave once again evolve into a magnificent event for our men.
Yes, and I want to, again, get back to the ladies because actually that's the premise of the event, and it is the Southern California Women's Health Conference. And by the way, let me just give out that website real quick. It's www.thesocalwomenshealthconference.com, and that's all one word, of course. The SO, of course, stands for Southern. The SOCAL.
It's the SOCALHealthConference.org. So it's the SOCALHEALTHConference.org.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I checked the .com, and that worked fine, too. So that's great. And, of course, the website looks really great, Lena. It really looks, thank you. And I'm sure everybody who visits it will get an eyeful. And there is so much to offer. There are free health services available, all kinds of benefits that people will enjoy, free health screenings. There are all types of health experts that will be on hand, including and free massages, as a matter of fact, free antioxidant alkaline water, and much, much more. So, and I want to really mention also, I wanted to mention our Dr. Sherilyn Lee. She has told me, she said she's going to contribute $150,000 worth of tests that she is sponsoring. That will be of benefit. And she was telling me about the test that she does with two strands of hair that can detect everything that's going on with a very short time. So I'm looking forward to what she's going to present at your wellness conference for the women. And now the men are joining in too, which is great. Very seldom do the men get as involved when it comes to the doctor. They usually run the other way. But I think that, like I said, knowledge is power, and getting the men involved is a great great coup.
I think so too. I think so too. And one, this conference is designed so that people can come to this conference, obtain information, and then structure their health that fits their life. And that's why our theme is Your Health, Your Way. We want to provide the educational information. We want to provide the tools. And you have the ability to take that information and sculpture something that fits your lifestyle so that you can have a healthy life. Because everyone's different. And what works for you may not work for me, but if we get all this information, then we can carve it out to fit our lifestyle, and we can create it our way so that we can all be healthy together. And so
yes, and
that's
I want to
the
say,
beauty of the educational pieces.
Yes, absolutely. I want to say that Lena does an absolutely amazing job of gathering sponsors for this event to be possible, and that the part that we just described is absolutely free. She also has a amazing luncheon because of the popularity. It is already sold out. But what about the breakfast, Lena?
So we have
breakfast
a breakfast
conference
that we start off in the morning with that everyone can come to. The entire conference, let me say, is free, F-R-E-E. The conference is free. It's free because of our incredible sponsors. We have sponsors like Methodist Hospital.
Yes,
we
Lena,
have,
I'm getting a signal from our producer. We're going to need to exit our way out, and I wish we had much more time, but I think we covered the main points. And I also want to give a shout-out to Mixed Roots Foundation. They're doing an amazing event coming up, also, which will be theirs is on the 18th, yours is on the 16th, and then December the 10th, Brain Tap and Conquerilla and the Bears for Humanity, all so much stuff is going on. Our producer, Eric Zuli, will be honored by Kiss the Monkeys organization. And so we've got a whole lot coming your way, folks. Stay tuned with the Easy Way Broadcasting Station. We're moving, we're grooving, and we're growing. And thank you, Lena Kennedy, for being our guest. You were fantastic.
Thank you so much, Carmelita.
Well, that was a bunch of wonderful
thank you, Carmelita. Wow, I'm going. I'm tell you what, I heard enough. I'm going to that. And the Kiss the Monkey event coming up December 10th. And remember Brain Tap for the relaxing state of mind, Corcrilla and the Bears for Humanity. So, Retha, we have to get we got to really get moving. There's a lot of stuff coming up here. You know, this is amazing.
I know. I'm exhausted already, and it's just the 5th.
So that's Coquerilla and Bears for Humanity. So, Retha, I got to talk to you behind the scenes and see where you're going and see if maybe we can carpool on some of this stuff if I could fit in your car.
I was going to say, you're way out in Orange County.
Well, come and get me, and, you know, we'll go. No, just kidding. Well, anyway, guys, thanks a lot for coming on Radio Boomers Live, and thank you, JP and Angelica. Amazing, the celebrity real estate power couple. And so until then, Reef, I guess it's next week, Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Tune in, guys, Radio Boomers Live.
And Jim?
Yes, Ruth. I was waiting for the drum roll.
Oh. I was going to say, we have the Easy Way Cares.
There you go. That's what we were waiting for. Hey, Ruth, I love this behind the scenes stuff. I love the behind the scenes stuff. Are you guys on cue yet? Are you guys on cue? Yeah. Well, we're just running to our phone. You know, it's behind the scenes stuff that's fun, guys. That's the thing. And it's like, I'll be in queue in a minute. I just dropped the phone. You know, it's like whatever.
Easy. I'm trying to tell you, don't you? the Easy Way Cares event this month.
Oh,
my
God.
Are you excited about that?
December 18th, be there, be squared. There's going to be tons of toys and the Mixed Roots Foundation. This is going to be a great. Oh, I love this venue, Wraith. You got to see this venue. Talking about, you know, the wood effect. I love the wood effect and the rattan furniture and everything. So cool. It's going to be a busy month, but yeah, I'll be seeing you there, and the Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple will be there, and the pizza guy, Reed, the pizza guy, Celebrity Pizza Guy will be there, Nick and Penny. And boy, their pizzas are amazing, Reese. You haven't had them yet, but I was at the Halloween party.
I haven't had them yet. I definitely have to try them. But there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I'm really excited.
Bunch of stuff.
Like you said, be there, be square. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Check out what's going on. Find out about all things Easy Way. And we'll be back next Monday at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And before you just hang up your phone, just sit by the phone, because before you know it, it'll be 10 a.m. Monday morning.
No, I've got lots to do between now and next Monday. So I'm going to get off to doing it. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Look forward to talking to all of you next Monday mornings, 10 a.m., same time.
Yes, siree. Yes, siree. Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Talk Live, Radio Boomers Live, signing out. Goodbye, Aretha. We'll be seeing you, talking to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This week's show is brought to you by Bears for Humanity, Coco Rilla, and BrainTap Technologies. Please visit CommunitySanta.com. That's CommunitySanta.com. Purchase your tickets. Support the organization for foster care and adoption from MixedRootsFoundation.org. We appreciate all of our sponsors and all of our listeners. Stay tuned next week for another wonderful show of Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.